Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Joining us in about 35 minutes is Lars Eller from the Washington Capitals. You don't want to miss that.
Lars.
Before the break, I touched upon the story that is creating shockwaves across basically the world, European soccer. A lot of the big teams have announced that they are going to form a breakaway European Super League. Now, apparently the teams that are involved at this point are the Premier League's Big Six: Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, Man City, Man United, and Tottenham. Apparently they'll be joined by Real Madrid, Barcelona, Atletico Madrid, as well as Juventus, Inter Milan, and AC Milan from Italy. So apparently this is just...
Those are some big dogs, it sounds like.
This is just huge news in international soccer that they want to break away from their leagues, form a Super League, you know, leave years of tradition, you know, behind and create something new.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to turn that into, well, who would the premier teams be if the NFL did this? Who would the top six or eight teams, if you broke away from the NFL and formed like a super league within the NFL or aside from the NFL, which teams right. would you select? Who would be on that short list?
Clearly the heritage franchises. You know, your Washingtons,
right. I knew
your
that was
Steelers, Green Bay, the Chiefs.
Dallas.
You know, your... Yeah, probably Dallas. 49ers. None of the flyby. No Seahawks. No Ravens.
No
Carolina Panthers. Tennessee Titans.
On my list, I actually had both the Seahawks and the Ravens making my top eight.
Silly.
I have both those teams.
Yeah, that'd be great. It'd be just like the XFL.
I mean, it doesn't
be perfect.
It doesn't have to just be teams that have done something a long, long time ago, like the Washington football team.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been 30 years, basically, since they've been really relevant and competitive in the NFL.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to put them in just because I wouldn't want, you know, Pretzel Boy to benefit from it.
Right.
But I would eliminate Washington, but it would have to be the long-standing franchises, maybe the bigger cities, teams that have some legacy, recent success, you know, stuff like that. It'd be tough to whittle it down to eight, but most of those teams that you mentioned I would include, with the exception of Washington.
All right, so you guys... Steelers are probably a yes from all you guys.
I have the Steelers on my
sure.
list. Yes.
Packers are in.
Packers are in.
Eric Packers.
All right, so we're down to we got six left.
Yes.
All right.
I think you have to probably put in
the Patriots.
You
got to
put in
the
one
Chiefs.
Of, you got
to
put in one
Chiefs.
Well, hold on. You got to put in one of the New York teams. So I would assume
too?
The Giants.
Well, I mean, I would put the Giants in over
huge,
the Jets.
It's a huge market.
I would put the Giants over the Jets.
I would too.
I mean, if you had to put one, obviously you select the Giants, but I don't know. I don't know if they'd make my final eight.
All right. Maybe not yours.
I'm not just going
to
take
you
the
You disagree
the
on the
size.
Chiefs? Don't you think the Chiefs have to be
I
in?
I think the Chiefs probably are in, yes.
For what they've done historically and how good
San
they are
Francisco's
right now.
I think San Francisco's got to be in too.
I think San Francisco's
How can you not
close.
Put the Patriots have to be a lock.
Yeah.
They have to be in.
Probably.
I would probably put the Patriots in. Sure.
Probably. They've been like the closest thing to a dynasty in the NFL in the last 30 years.
Fine. Why do you get so excited for the Chiefs but not the Patriots? What have the Chiefs done?
Except for, I just feel like the Chiefs are more of a heritage, older franchise.
They have two Super Bowl wins, I believe. correct?
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah, but one of them came on black and white television.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They only have two, and they've been long around a lot longer than the Patriots.
Look, you can
have.
Put the Patriots in. I'm not going to fight you. Put the Patriots in. It's fine.
Well, they're all Patriots are a lock.
They're in, yeah. They might be the first team in.
You know what? The Chiefs have only been around since 1960. It's hurting.
Yeah, but they were in the first Super Bowl, the official first Super Bowl. Yeah.
Yeah.
So for me, that's early enough. When were the Patriots in?
Probably the first. Their probably first Super Bowl was probably in the '80s against the Bears.
No, understood. But no, when were they first in the league
in the NFL?
Like, where did they come from? I don't know the Patriots' history. I don't know anything about the Patriots before Steve Grogan. So I know nothing about them.
Founded
from like
in
the 1959
as the Boston Patriots.
Yeah, you know what? Boston. Patriots have more of a history than the Chiefs.
They look like they're about the same.
I don't have a problem putting them in.
Yeah.
I think the Niners have to go in. I would put the Niners in.
Niners
have to be in.
History, huge market, heritage, success, all of that. They've got all those boxes checked.
This will rank a lot of Washington fans. I put Dallas in.
Well, Dallas, they have to be in. They have five Super Bowls, right?
They've got
to
be in.
You know what? If history's a big factor, what about the Browns?
No.
Well, you can't put the Browns in and not put in Washington.
The Browns have been relegated.
The Browns have been such a nothing forever.
Well, here's what I don't understand about the soccer bit, though, okay, just to give this context. Mm-hmm. So those guys are leaving. They're not just starting like an extra league where they're going to play some extra games. They're leaving their original leagues.
No. I'll explain this the best way I can, and don't get mad at me because I'm a casual soccer fan. Soccer heads out there. They're going to stay in their they plan to stay in their main leagues, like the Premier League, La Liga.
Right.
But they participate in this thing called Champions League, which you have to qualify every year. And these teams these teams support basically all the other teams in their country, because like Liverpool and Man United get all the TV dollars, and they get so the Burnleys and the Newcastle, all the Nubs teams get all this money because of the TV contracts, similar to the NFL. It's not that different. So they want to start their Super League, which they'll be like a midweek competition. Instead of being in the Champions League, all the best teams from Europe will be in a stable league where they can't get demoted. They don't have to qualify for it every year. So 15 out of the 20 teams will be permanent fixtures. And then five teams, they'll kind of like rotate in and out.
So it's like a side hustle. It's a side hustle to make extra cash.
They're tired of the Champions League. It doesn't it doesn't do enough for them. They can make way more money doing it this way. And
they're
tired
of carrying all the stragglers that aren't pulling their weight for the most part.
Because the TV dollars, I guess, would be insane. And all of you guys probably don't realize this. All of Europe is pissed off at the United States, and they're blaming us.
Why?
Because the owners of some of the big clubs are Americans.
Yeah, like the Glazers,
is it
Man United?
Yeah, the Glazers own Man United.
Are they the ones that are engineering this whole coup?
Yes.
And Stan Kroenke owns the Rams, and I think he owns Arsenal.
Yes, so they're blaming the American influence of these top-tier teams on the other squads, and you know, just they're blaming us for our American style of sports and competition. And saying that we've now ruined European soccer.
So is this official that this is happening?
Well, there's a lot of blowback the last few days. People of protest and saying they're going to kick the teams out of their leagues.
So the blowback is that they're basically decimating the Champions League.
Yeah, that
would be the end result.
Because the Champions League brings in, they expand it to 36 teams from all over the world. Well, all over Europe, right? Teams that qualify, small teams, so they get a chance to play.
You're fired!
How long would it run for? Does it run for like a month, or is it longer than that?
No,
is
Champions League takes part throughout the season. And it kind of
You take various matches until
they do like
you get
pool
to the
play,
end.
And then it ramps up here at this time of year.
It's not funny!
Are the players okay with it?
I don't know. Some of them have spoken out against it. Some of them probably are envisioning massive amounts of payday. But these soccer clubs say they lose $200 million a year. Like Barcelona and Rio. They're all like claimed they're going broke. I don't know. I don't understand. They spend billions of dollars on players.
Right.
That's true. Well, their top players get paid.
So they know.
Well, they,
prob- they know, these teams know that they're the king of the castle. They're what makes everything go around. They're the Power Five, and they're tired of supporting all the, you know, UNLVs out there.
Right. They're tired of everybody else getting a free ride.
Are the soccer faithful bitter then, or they're like kind of excited because it's an exciting new thing?
No, I think they're bitter.
Oh, it sounds like every Euro is salty, and they're bringing gigantic banners like outside of stadiums saying that they're greedy.
What does JC Toro think?
He texted me during the break. I'm so psyched for soccer talk.
I wonder if the young kids love the younger kids, the younger generation probably love this idea. The older purists probably hate it.
All right, more importantly,
I want to hear your eight.
Here's my eight.
Here's my eight because I hate soccer
Jason's
and I'm bored.
Eight, then I'll go next.
I don't want to hear Drab explaining soccer.
Yeah, I don't care about soccer. All right, Pittsburgh, San Francisco, Dallas, the Giants, KC, Green Bay, Pats, Rams. Done.
All right, here's my eight.
Rams.
Yeah, Rams, I mean, I just figured it's the market. You got the big city.
He loves big markets.
They got 20,000 people go to those games.
I know, but
you got to put Washington over the Rams.
You know, I don't like how Jason constructed his list.
All right, Jason had
He basically did it on city size.
No, because I have Pittsburgh in there. I got a couple small cities.
All right, here's my list: Dallas, Pittsburgh, Green Bay, Baltimore, New England, San Francisco, Seattle, Kansas City. Honorable mention, Washington football team, the Raiders, and the Bears.
The Raiders?
They made honorable mention. They didn't make the top eight.
I'm not putting any team from Vegas in there. I excluded Baltimore and Seattle just to piss off the boys behind the glass.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're looking
I don't even think they would put them in. Would you? What? Would you guys put him in?
Oh yeah, I would.
I would, of course, put Baltimore in.
Of course, he would do that.
Even though the Ravens have been around since '96, Baltimore football has been around since 1953.
Nobody outside of Baltimore cares about that.
That is true.
Well, I'm just saying.
One thinks about the Baltimore Colts ever.
Well, you guys disrespect our teams, but if you're looking at the teams who have the most wins in the last 20 years, Seattle and Baltimore are definitely top five teams.
That's why they made my list, Rick.
Now, I know you guys get sized for old fogey stuff like Al Davis and the Dolphins and whatever.
Dolphins didn't even make my honorable mention list.
EB always mentions the Dolphins as a heritage franchise.
You know what? Baltimore transitioned from quarterback to quarterback. How hard is that? It's but hard to do.
I like my list.
Not saying it's not a good organization, but I just don't think it's got the history behind it.
1953.
But they did that in 1953, and they had like 10 years of nothing.
Right? Eric, who's your final eight?
I don't know. I would probably agree with Jason, so I would swap out the Rams for Washington.
He wants to put Washington in there.
Wow. Yeah.
That dreadful
We got
franchise.
Three Super Bowls. We went to five.
You can't even get the C team on Fox to broadcast your games. Nobody's watching.
Well, that's because they've been bad lately. They've been bad.
They've been bad for 3 years.
Right.
But still.
You get more opposing fans' jerseys in their home stadium.
We got three dubs. We went to five Super Bowls. I mean, our resume is impeccable.
There's no fans left.
But just gotta start winning.
You don't even have a team name.
Good point.
The owner gets investigated every 2 weeks.
We're going to hear from the listeners, 800-636-1067 on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. Who makes your final eight? If there were a breakaway faction of the top NFL teams, who's in your final eight? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next, right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Lars Eller from the Washington Capitals will join us in just about 17 minutes or so, so you don't want to miss that. But right now we're taking your phone calls at 800-636-1067 on the Gambit DC listener lines. What would your Super League of eight NFL teams look like if there were a breakaway faction of NFL teams that said, you know what? We're tired of the also-rans and the stragglers and the teams not carrying their weight. We're going to do our own thing. We're going to make our own money and leave you guys behind. Who makes the cut for you? Who gets in the group of eight?
Yeah.
All right. Let's bang out some of these calls here. Let's go to line two. Let's go to our guy, Mo in Largo. Hey, Mo. What's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, fellas. Happy holiday to you.
Same what's up, too, man?
I'm going to start off and go Seattle, San Fran, Green Bay, Kansas City, Dallas, New York, New England, Pittsburgh. I think that's seven or eight. I want to say Baltimore. I'm not sure if I'm at eight or nine. But yeah, that's
sounds like you're at 12. But okay.
New York Jets.
I know, right?
Which New York?
Huh?
New York Giants, correct? Not the Jets.
Yeah, Giants. Yeah, definitely the Giants. Unfortunately, I can't put us in there. I mean, 30 years of, not being relevant, it's hard to put us in there, unfortunately. I mean, yeah, we would be a good size market and all that for advertisers, but we kind of stink right now, so it's kind of hard to push us over the ledge. But, that's my group. Thanks, folks.
All right, Mo. Appreciate it, buddy. Let's go to Tim in Warrington. Tim says we're missing a team. Tim, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
What's up, fellas? So,
hey, Tim.
So I am biased because I'm from Denver, but you got to put the Broncos in. They've been to eight Super Bowls. The first one in 78. They've been around since 1960. They have one of the best home field advantages in the NFL. And you're going to say, well, what have they done without Elway or without Peyton? I mean, Craig Morton took them to a Super Bowl in 78. Jake Plummer took them to an AFC Championship game against the Steelers. Tebow won the playoff game against the Patriots. I mean, the last 4 years have been garbage, but they're a heritage franchise without question.
What are they? How many Super Bowls? They got three Super Bowl wins?
Three Super Bowls.
Right. Three Super Bowl wins, eight times they've been there.
All right, because what did Elway lose? Like four?
That's a decent argument.
He is making a very good case. Like, I would I would consider bumping one of my lower teams for Denver. Like, they make a compelling case.
The Broncos.
You might have to bump your Raiders, Cakes.
Well, I didn't even have the Raiders in my final eight. I might have to bump Drab's Drabhawks. I mean, that's a more impressive resume. Yeah. It just is.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I'm going to have a tough time arguing with that. Eight Super Bowl appearances is a lot.
It is.
Yeah, that's a ton.
Now, they got boat raced in at least one of
those
Super
Bowls.
Thanks
to John Elway.
I mean, they got steamrolled by the Niners in at least one of those Super Bowls.
55-10.
Yeah.
But still, they were there.
All right, mm-hmm. what about the Dolphins? They have two Super Bowl wins. They're responsible for the perfect record.
Yeah, they got some history.
They definitely have history.
But they've been just such poo the last few years.
You guys got to
I don't put the
You got to think
Go
about
ahead.
Who do you want to watch on TV anytime they're on? I'll watch the Packers. The Steelers, anytime they're on, no matter how good they are, just because it feels like it's something special. I never have said to myself, hey, well, I wonder what the Dolphins are doing.
I say the same thing about the Seahawks.
I wouldn't watch the Washington. The only reason I watch them is because I have to. So I would use that same rationale. But I'd watch obviously Green Bay, Kansas City, San Francisco.
I actually think the Dolphins might have more of a case than the Washington football team.
How?
I mean, you only have one less Super Bowl, all right?
Hold on, we've been to five. How many have they been to?
I don't know how many they've been to, but I mean, they won two.
Right. We've been to five. We just gave Denver credit for being to eight. We'd been to five.
All right. You're responsible for the perfect season.
I want to say they've been to four. Could be wrong on that.
I just feel like they're like that almost like fake football team out there just interested in getting a tan. football's like it's like flag football out there. It's not a big deal. Yeah, it's just not a big deal.
Washington did beat them in a head to head though.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sorry about this.
Do you think people in Miami are real big Dolphins fans? I don't get that sense.
I don't think Miami's a great sports city.
Hey, they were the main focus of Ace Ventura. All right. So they have Hollywood appeal.
That's true.
I mean, has the Washington football team been in a movie?
I don't know. We'd have to look that up.
Don't believe so.
Yeah, it's called a poop show.
All right, let's go to John. John in Annapolis. John, what's up, buddy?
Gentlemen.
Going with the junks.
Good.
Hey.
Good morning. I looked at my list a little bit differently. You're going to say I left out some heritage teams, but I approached it like some natural rivalries. So I've got Green Bay and the Bears, Washington and the Cowboys, Patriots and Dolphins. And then 49ers and Raiders.
All right.
So you went with regional rivalries and divisional rivalries.
Yeah, just to mix it up this morning.
Man, you left off some really good ones, though.
Well, I do like the fact that he included Washington. I like some of the rivalries. Not a huge fan. Who did he have the Dolphins as their rival?
New England.
Patriots.
New England.
Yeah. Patriots.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
If you're going to do that, you got to put Pittsburgh and Baltimore in it.
Pittsburgh and Baltimore is a great rivalry.
I would put Pittsburgh-Baltimore in over Washington-Dallas.
The truth is the NFL is so good that it's almost impossible to come up with eight elite without leaving out a few others.
Well, I'm glad they're not going to do it because our fantasy teams would be so boring.
That is true. That's a good point. You know what? It would also mean a proliferation of fantasy football teams. Because you'd have one for the number group of teams, and then you'd have an elite group.
So you'd have two different leagues.
Well, what if they did this, though? What if they did it like they're doing over in Europe, where you have your regular NFL season, and then your elite eight have your second season, and that's your super champs?
Well, that's where D. Smith and the NFLPA are like, pump the brakes here. What are we playing, 24 games?
Right.
Like, we're elected to add one. We're reluctant to add one game, let alone however many more you're going to do with your Super League, your offshoot.
D would add 24, six more games if they got paid.
You think concussions are bad now?
Yeah, you'd have to expand the rosters to like 75 guys on a team.
All right, let's go to, line one. Let's go to Doug in D.C. Doug, what's up, man? You're on with the junks.
All right, good morning, guys.
What's up, Doug?
Hey, buddy. Instead of just instead of randomly picking eight teams, I just took one indicator, the most basic one, most Super Bowl wins, and it actually gives you a pretty decent list that matches up with what you guys have been saying. So you got the Patriots, obviously, the Steelers, the Cowboys, the 49ers, the Packers, and Giants. So that gives you six. Then you've got three left for the last two spots. The Broncos, Raiders, and Redskins each have three.
Nice.
I go tiebreaker with overall appearances in the Super Bowl. So you give the Broncos one of the spots. They've got eight appearances. Then you got the Raiders and Washington each have five. And I got to go with Washington as the eighth.
Although the Raiders in the head-to-head.
Raiders pwned them real
good.
That's true.
We need another tiebreaker.
Why?
Technically. Well, didn't he say the Raiders and Washington both have five? So
yeah,
it's technically
a tie. But I said the head-to-head.
Yeah, I don't like that head-to-head.
Oh, I know you don't.
That doesn't work in your favor, EB.
I don't like that.
That works in the silver and black favor right there.
That one still hurts. That loss still hurts.
And that was a pummeling.
It was a pounding.
We're coming up on, 40 years on that loss? That one still hurts. Cakes.
Still haunts you to this day.
It's coming up on 40, yeah. That was 84,
How sick is that? All right, let's go to Andrew in Stafford, line three. Andrew, what's up, buddy? You're on the Jocks.
Hey, guys. I know it's probably it's not quite the same as Ace Ventura, but wasn't the Redskins, or since they were that at the time, the basis for the Replacements movie?
So does that count as a movie?
Yeah, but it was a fictional team.
Called the Sentinels or something.
I think it was filmed at what was then PSINet Stadium in Baltimore.
Doesn't count.
Yeah, it doesn't really count. It was a fictional team.
What's wrong
team.
With
it
that?
It was made up.
Why are you making fun of PSINet Stadium, Case?
I'm not. I'm just mentioning the old name.
Yeah.
Nobody thinks about that movie. Nobody.
The Replacements?
Yeah, I don't.
I think no
one cares about Shane Falco.
Well, apparently Valdez does because he remembers his name.
I actually hear people talk about the Replacements all the time.
Really?
I just never knew that the Washington football team was attached to it. I've never watched that and thought, oh, that's the Redskins story.
Why would people talk about a very decidedly mediocre football movie, which that was?
Just people get sized for Keanu Reeves.
Is that what it is?
He was the worst quarterback actor of all time.
It was a terrible movie.
He could barely throw the ball.
I'm not anti-Keanu Reeves, but that movie stunk.
Right.
Who was it? Was it you guys that we talked about the other day when Keanu Reeves takes pictures of people? Cakes brought it up, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't put his hands around people. He has his palm open.
Correct.
And you can see. Yeah, somebody sent me a link bunch of pictures where he's doing that.
Yeah. Hey, it's the Me Too era. He doesn't want He doesn't want anybody, accusing him of putting his hands where they don't belong.
Right.
He's got visual evidence. Does the old puts the hands out bit?
Isn't he married to a woman, and God bless her, who she doesn't color her hair, and she has somewhat prematurely gray hair?
Easy.
Am I thinking of the right celebrity?
Yes, but I don't know if it's his wife or not. I think it's his girlfriend.
Oh, it's just his girlfriend.
Yeah.
But she's a pretty girl, but she's decided she's not going to play the game and color her hair. And so it's just is she Asian looking or no?
Her name is Alexandra Grant.
Yeah.
Never heard of her.
Yeah.
She's not famous, I don't think. But
yeah, I don't think she's famous. But that's just one. It's just funny how you remember certain things.
Probably
been with her for 21 years.
It upset me that she didn't color her hair.
I know you.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
So she looks a lot older than she is.
I noticed it. I definitely noticed it. What do we even tell you, Drabby? I saw something the other day that I have to tell Valdez during the break. Just have to tell about.
Hey, you still need to put the name in the hangout of the person who smashed the other person in the head with the coffee mug that we knew.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
I'm dying over here. I need that intel.
It's a big pain in the butt, though. I got to get over and walk over to the couch and type. But I'll do it.
I can't believe
I have
that blind spot that I don't know who you're talking about immediately. Like
Why don't you Google beating somebody up over the head with a coffee mug?
and Bowie? See if the name doesn't
pop
up.
Well, there's probably going to be 100 entries.
Well, not in Bowie.
No, not in Bowie.
Okay. When did this happen?
I would say in the 90s.
Okay. All right. I mean, you know what?
I'm going to believe the phrase bludgeoned to death is appropriate.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't believe I don't know who you're talking about.
And I think it's the mom did it to the dad. I think.
Man, yeah. this sounds like an eight episode podcast.
Yeah,
on
it's
Odyssey.
A podcast. Yeah.
Like Odyssey's going to put that on the app. Like,
I don't think there's any mystery around it. I think it was all solved like right away. I think there was no mystery cakes.
By the way, did you listen to something on Odyssey on your trip on your Odyssey up to New York?
I did. I tried that.
What'd you listen
people
to?
People suggested, is it like Sword and Face or something? Have you heard of that? It's a series.
I have not heard of that.
Yeah, John DePompa sent me a list of good ones.
Okay.
And let me see. But they're like single episodes. So it's The Sword and Scale. You ever
sword
heard of that?
Scale.
I have not.
Sword and Scale, True Crime Podcast.
Ooh,
I didn't know. There's been 185 of them, and I didn't know, like, where do you start? And then I just figured out each one is just its own episode.
That's perfect.
Right?
You don't have to start
unsolved?
Anywhere.
Were these unsolved crimes?
I didn't get to the end of it. I think, I don't know.
You're in the car for 5 hours. How long is an episode?
He was studying Quinnipiac's roster the whole time.
Yeah, I was. I was
the Donnery.
On his radio?
Do a U-turn or not.
On his radio, he was studying it?
No, but I was making phone calls.
Yeah, he's on the phone.
I was trying to figure out what was going on, Cakes.
He was talking to all the ADs.
I was
talking
giving
to everybody
my input.
In the conference.
I was giving my input, exactly. Mm-hmm. Hey, I need to find a lunch spot. I get sized. I went the other day. I told you I went to Outback, right? Does Outback serve lunch, or is that only a dinner spot?
I don't know.
Like, it's a good question. If you're going to a chain.
You said you went to Texas Roadhouse. Did you mention Outback?
I did. I went to Texas Roadhouse yesterday, but I went to Outback a couple days ago.
That rules. Just right.
Did you get the wedge?
I got sized. They didn't have the wedge
really
anymore.
Good.
What?
They don't have the wedge salad.
God forbid. They don't have iceberg lettuce. Yuck.
Yeah, but that's really good.
No, it is the best wedge ever made.
It was the best. It's the best wedge in the country. And I believe they took it off the menu.
You know why they take items off the menu? Because they're unpopular. That's why.
It's Drabby Nose, incredible
is.
Wedge.
It was special.
Special.
Okay.
Special wedge.
Okay, so you're not a wedge guy? You're not a salad guy?
I'm okay with salad, but I like to go a little higher end with my lettuce. I like a spring mix or some romaine. Yeah. Iceberg lettuce is the white trashiest lettuce you can find.
Well, hey, Lutz, what about the bone? Is the bone open for lunch typically? Because it was closed yesterday.
Depends on where you are. Some
get
places,
on
yes,
the
some...
Google.
Yeah,
I know. I'm going to get on the Google.
Listen to David Sampson.
Right.
He'll never steer you wrong.
All right, we
have to take a break.
On the Google.
Thank you, David. We have to take a break, though, because our friend Lars Eller is going to check in with us next. Center Ice with Lars Eller from the Washington Capitals next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the show, Junk Saw 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Don't forget Scott Brooks, head coach of your Washington Wizards. He's going to be on the show in the 9 o'clock hour. He will join us at 9:20. And as we're waiting to get in touch with Lars, I have a source that told me an update on Silk Road that you guys were talking about.
All right.
And here's word for word. Silk Road was a huge dark web drug marketplace. Years ago, founder tried to kill witnesses against him and is now doing life in prison. That's from a source.
Yeah, I think
I have sources.
I think they were trying to lobby Trump to have that dude what do you call that?
Extradited.
At the end of his pardoned or whatever.
Pardoned. Oh, pardon. Okay.
Yeah, they were trying to pardon him.
It sounds like a pretty dangerous dude. I don't know if you want to pardon that guy on your way out.
Is his name Russ?
I don't know the dude's name. All I have is what was sent to me on my phone. That's all I've got. I don't have any more details.
I'm just amazed that people know where the dark web is and that they even have confidence that they could be on there and actually get away with stuff. That's just incredible to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to get caught.
I mean, what are these people thinking about?
If Johnny Cakes Cakes-Alville knows about the dark web, so does the FBI. So does the CIA.
Yes. Yeah. And maybe our next guest knows. Lars Eller joins us. Time for Center Ice with Lars Eller. Presented by FH Fur, Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. Absolutely the best. Hello, Lars. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm great.
Most importantly, how is that handsome face doing after Connor Clifton just so rudely stuck his stick directly into your face? And it probably did some sort of damage. Can you give us an update?
Yeah, no, the teeth are still intact, and the mouth, it's healing up pretty good. I got away without not needing any stitches, but the bleeding closed up fairly quickly. But I was a bit shaken up and surprised by that stick.
I could tell.
Rocked my head a little bit.
Yeah.
But my whole jaw just went numb right away, and I've tried it a few times, and sometimes the teeth aren't there, or half of them are gone, so you just instinctively I just drop my gloves and I try to feel like should I start looking for my teeth or are they still there? Just try to feel, because you can't feel anything in your mouth.
Lars, something flew off. When they showed it in slow motion, something flew off. I don't know if it was part of your mask or if it was part of something flew off and fell to the ice. It wasn't a tooth, obviously, but it was violent.
I didn't see the replay. So I something from the helmet on the visor.
Probably.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know how did they miss that call? I didn't get it.
Yeah, it happens so quick, right? Sometimes, and like at the ref state, they just can't. They can't
see everything, right?
Yeah. So in that case, I thought it was great that they had the option to go review. Otherwise, they would have missed it, right? And we wouldn't have had the power play that we would have deserved to get. It happens. They don't see everything, and I think none of us really had the puck at that instant where it just happened. So,
Now, Lars, obviously you guys all have to wear helmets. Most of you wear visors, but do most players wear mouth guards or no? Like, I can't tell whether you guys are wearing mouth guards during the game or not. Like, do you wear a mouth guard?
Yeah, I don't wear a mouth guard. I just found it uncomfortable running around having that thing in your mouth and kept me from, it was just uncomfortable to have it in my mouth. I would say about maybe half the players use it. Certainly not everybody.
What's the number one thing that you're worried about happening to you, Lars? Are you most worried about like getting cut by a skate, by a puck to the face? Like, what's the number one fear for you?
I think, head injuries is probably everybody's, I would see on the number one thing on the list for everybody. The teeth you can fix, cuts you can get stitched up. Most of those things can repair it, but, so many guys have had long-term, injuries to the head, and it's not really something you really don't want to have.
What happened to Tenorti with Hathaway, I mean, that didn't look fun either. I don't know if that's ever happened to you, but, man, he was bleeding like he just got, shot in the face.
Yeah, it was a really unfortunate hit, and it's just sometimes, we guys get caught with that dangerous distance from the boards where mm-hmm. you're kind of falling into the boards instead of using it as almost as a recoil. Sometimes when you get hit, if you're close enough to the boards, you almost you can get a little bit of a trampoline effect. You just lean into it, and it'll take most of the hit, and you just bounce back off. But that distance, if you're too far away, and you can still, as you're falling, you land into the boards. Those are the most dangerous ones. And so sometimes you can get hit. You get hit three times. You get hit by the player, you get hit by the boards, and then you get hit by the ice. They're all pretty hard. So that was, unfortunate, very unfortunate for Tenorti. Yeah.
Lars, Anthony Mantha is making quite the impression on his new team. First player in Caps history to score 4 goals in his first 4 games with the Caps. Talk about the addition of him and how he's fitting into the locker room with the new guys there.
Yeah, he just looks really comfortable out there, I would say. He looks like he's been here for longer than he has. He just fit in really well. What can I say? I think he's a great addition for us. He's already scoring goals. That's what we're going to need him to be doing. And seemed like a really good dude off the ice, too.
Pretty amazing to see that your teammate Zdeno Chara is near 1,600 games, but I'm sure you saw over the weekend that Patrick Marleau passed Gordie Howe for most games played all time in the NHL. And, I mean, Gordie Howe, I think, played late into his 40s. Patrick Marleau, 41. He's sitting at 1,768 now with games played. And Zdeno's he's getting close. He's going to be at 1,600 in just a few games.
It's incredibly both Zdeno and Marleau, what they have accomplished. One thing is to, play into your late 30s and early 40s. But they also have managed to, especially Marleau has been managed to play almost like every single game, every season. Up there in the 80s or high 70s of games every season. And, he's been playing in San Jose almost his whole career. They were really, my first 10 years, they're in the playoffs. They were one of the best teams in the league. So they were playing playoffs every year and sometimes deep, right? So there's been many more games than just the 1700s for him. So it's incredibly, incredibly impressive, what he has done, and it's good to see for others. We've talked about for a long time, the league's getting younger and younger, but still these guys are able to pull it off, so it can be done if you stay healthy and you take care of yourself, and then you can certainly keep playing if you're good enough.
Lars, good to reconnect with you. Get a few days rest, and you're back at it on Thursday against the Islanders. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks, Lars.
Thank you, buddy.
See you, bud.
Almost sounded like he was out of breath, didn't he?
Sounded like he was walking his dog. I hear those birds.
Definitely heard the birds chirping in the background.
Right. That's what he likes to do. He likes to walk.
I heard the birds better than I heard him.
Yeah. All right, we come back. We're going to dive into EB's entertainment page. And don't forget Scott Brooks, head coach of your Washington Wizards. He's going to join us coming up at 9:20 right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.